the targets that were set in the global response under the overall UNMEER coordination was 70% of all identified Ebola cases isolated and being treated and treated properly in ETUs or community care centers. We have met the target, and we have met the target in time. And that is due to efforts of community and to the efforts of the government and its partners. The second target was 70% of all death due to Ebola. 70% of all dead bodies were collected on time and cremated or buried in a safe way. We have vastly exceeded that target. And again, it's thanks to the efforts of community, government, and some very, very, very hardworking partners that we have managed to reach that target. So because of these efforts, the numbers are down to the levels that we see today. We need different efforts. We need different interventions to drive down the numbers even further. And that is active case finding, that is follow-up of contacts, contact tracing, and that is going after the virus, and that's going after the virus, especially at county level.
Okay, so presently, you're seeing that we've met all the goals.
Well, we have met our interim targets. Of course, we only have one goal, and that goal is zero cases of Ebola, and we need to reach that goal as soon as possible.
So can you predict any time?
No, that will be very hard. And we are on the right trajectory, but we need to step up our efforts. We need to step up our efforts, especially at county level, and we need to start chasing after the virus. That means contact tracing. That means case investigation. So that means that we have to have capable and well-equipped teams at county level that are interacting with the community that find that last case of Ebola as soon as possible.
So how are we going to reinforce this intervention?
Well, this intervention is reinforced by building up capacity at county level. There's two things that are happening right now. One is we have a mechanism that when and wherever there is a flare-up and, say, a cluster of new cases, a team gets dispatched, currently from Monrovia, but in future it will be from county level, to quickly respond, to quickly isolate the cases, to quickly check whether there's any other cases in the community. They will be helicoptered in if necessary. They will have their own, they have their equipment, and they are able to immediately set up the right environment for treating patients. That's one. Number two, and that is the objective over the next 30 days, is to make sure that all the county health teams are properly staffed, and that the staff is properly trained and equipped to go out and do the case investigations that I was just referring to.
So finally, sir, Madam President has repeatedly said that we are going to have zero new cases by Christmas. Is this realistic?
It's a very, very ambitious target. But I said earlier, and I also said earlier on radio, that I like that because we do need ambitious targets in order for us to stay focused. Is it going to be possible? In theory, yes. In practice, it's going to be very tough, but we should do our utmost to make it happen. And if it slips, if the timing slips, then at least we make sure that we reach the target as soon as possible.